Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Alberto from Family First. Am I speaking with Ricky?
Yes.
Hi, Ricky. I noticed you called me multiple times. I was not at the office.
Okay. I'm dealing with it. I'm dealing with get payroll. I got my going down here. Devin said they telling me I can't cash my checks because you got me on hold.
May I know why you're not able to catch the checks?
Huh?
What's the reason why they are telling you are
They
not
said
able to catch the check?
they said they saying y'all got my money on hold. Why? I work for my money. Why y'all? Why my money can't be paid for?
I'm sorry, Ricky, could you please repeat?
I said, while I'm working for my money, why y'all ain't paying me?
Let me take a look at the information because I think in the morning I was in the member's profile and everything was in order. So please stay on the line while I get a look at the information, okay?
Yes.
Okay, Ricky, thank you so much for waiting in the line. I was able to get access to the pay stubs and I see that for last week you got paid for the 51 hours and 45 minutes that you provided services. But I don't understand
Yeah.
why you're not able to catch the check.
They got me. They saying they're saying they got me. They're paying me and they're not paying me. Why is that?
I can send to your email the pay stub of the last pay that I have here and all the previous weeks. I see that you got paid for the hours that you work.
All right, I work Monday, right? I did. I clocked in at 1. I clocked out at 7. I clocked back in because my mom didn't have a worker. I clocked in back in at 9. I clocked back out at 5. Then I clocked back in at 1. And clocked back at 1. And clocked back in at 7 again. I do that Monday through Friday, and Saturdays I do 9 through 5. Why am I being paid?
I see that you got paid for all the hours that you clock in and clock out. I can send you that to you. Because on our end, you got paid for all the hours that you provided the services. Based on the schedule and the extra hours that you did from Tuesday that the caregiver that worked in the afternoon did not provide services, and I see that you clock in and clock out on that date and you work. So
when I get there, my mom, she's a hard front stop for her to get her phone, so she her phone always dead. So I got plugging her phone and charge her phone up for her, you know what I'm saying? And I'm doing all this work for her, and it's a lot going on, man, and I'm not getting paid. Why not get paid?
As I just told you, you were paid for the hours that you provided services. I can send you the pay stub because on our end, you receive a payment for 51 hours and 45 minutes that you worked last week. I don't understand why they are not allowing you to catch the check, but on our end, I can see that you provided all the 51 hours and 45 minutes of services last week, and we paid for that.
All right. I'm having more problems with my pay.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, President. Because I'm talking fast. I'm going to have any more problems with my pay.
Okay, I don't know if you want to set up a direct deposit, Ricky, so we can pay to your account.
I would like that. I would like that. I would like a Wisely account.
Okay, I'm going to send you the link to your text message so you can set up the information of your direct deposit. And I'm going to notify, please let me know when you fill the information. So I can notify a charge and they can put that on your profile, okay? So we don't have these issues with the checks.
All right, can you do that immediately?
Okay, sure. I'm going to send it after we finish the call.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there